Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate for us. We had plenty of chances in this one, and we weren't able to get it done. And they kept driving, and they kept getting points.
I guess fourth quarter, I mean, you guys moved the ball first half, third quarter. But even if there weren't points, drives were sustained. What changed? I think eight plays in the fourth quarter and obviously no first downs and no points.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the things. We got set back on one drive, with the sack, and then another, a false start and different things, and so that obviously hurt us. Another one, that last drive, we just weren't able to make the plays that we need to when at the time we have to make them, and so we'll have to look at it and see what we can do better.
Andy, how would you describe the level of contact and casualties we've seen out there tonight?
I think it's always a hard-fought game with these guys, and you never want to have any of the plays that are going to injure anybody, and so it's disappointing that that happened. But it's a physical game, so but you can't have any of the cheap stuff.
Lost for words here, Andy, with what, I mean, I know there's a win streak of Steelers over Bengals, but it seems like the way it happens, it's a different way, or even George, like kind of deja vu in some ways, where it's a slow bleed sometimes, where they just somehow make those plays. Did it feel like that, or was there any way to feel like you could stop it this time?
Yeah, I mean, we had our opportunities, we had our chances. If we don't get the holding call on the long touchdown to AJ, that changes things. There's just several plays that we can look back to see, okay, what could we have done differently that it could have made it better. And so, it's disappointing that we weren't able to get it done.
What changed in the second half?
We moved the ball. I thought we, like I said, we made some plays and had some drives, and we just at the end of the game when we needed to make them, we didn't make the plays.
Last sack of coverage, 32.
Yeah, they had a good coverage on. They did a good job of playing the play we had.
Did they change the way they were playing AJ at all in the first half, the second half, or was it pretty much?
I mean, there's some things that they did different, things that were the same, and like I said, if we can have that one back on the touchdown that got called back on the holding, I mean, it's the game could have been different, and that's just one play that obviously sticks out because it was a touchdown.
What did work, I guess? It seemed like finally, even when Joe went out, running game click, you weren't sacked until the fourth quarter. So what, it seems like you guys had found what you've been looking for, maybe a little bit up front, run game protection wise.
Yeah, I thought our guys played really well up front. Like I said, there's on the one of the sacks was just miscommunication, that first one that happened, and so, but I thought our guys played really well up front in the pass game and running the ball.
Top so much lately. Did they bring less pressure than you're used to seeing from them in the first half?
No, I mean they had brought a lot of pressure in this game, and so I mean we were able to hit them over the top on a couple, but at the end of the day we didn't make enough plays.
Andy, the rare moments like what happened with Shazier as a football, I saw you go over, you tapped him, you fell for him. How hard is it, even if it's an opponent, when you see something like that happening, back and keep playing the game?
You never want to see anybody get hurt. And this game's physical, and obviously there's that chance of it happening, but you never want to see it happen. And especially on a clean play. I think that's one thing. It's tough, and you feel for him.
Did you say anything to him? I saw you go over towards him.
Yeah, just thinking of him. Yeah. No. You don't know exactly what happened, don't know exactly what was going on, but never want anything bad to happen to anybody.
Did you feel like there were any particular plays tonight that weren't clean? Cheap stuff, as you called?
Well, obviously the personal foul on Vontaze. I mean, you can't have that kind of stuff. And so, you know, you don't want that to be part of the game.
I was asking some of the guys in there just about how important it is for players to kind of police the violence themselves, because the league is trying to step in with discipline and fines and suspensions. How important is it for players to take ownership of it themselves and take care of each other playing this game?
It's a big part of it. We're the ones that are out there. And so guys have to understand that you want to play the game the right way. And, you know, there's a big part of this league that realizes that and handles it the right way. And so, yeah, I mean, it's obviously we're the ones out there and we're the ones that have to police it.
I know there's games left and mathematically there's stuff on the line yet for you guys. I would imagine that, again, a game like this kind of fits all of the narratives or the questions that you guys face, whether it's Steelers or at night or big game, whatever. Is it frustrating that for three quarters, essentially, you were playing your game, and then in the end, I guess we're asking you about it again? I don't know. Does it wear on you? Or?
I wouldn't say it wears on me. I mean, there's, like I said, there's so many chances in this game that we could be sitting here talking about different stuff and all the plays that we made and the things that went right for us. But, you know, it's just, it's part of it.